Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting your eyes checked at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Oh, yeah. It's level three. Are we having fun yet? We're kicking it. Man, don't tell me it's not the quickest 108 minutes in sports talk radio. And, you know, listen, not everyone's going to crank it out like we do, but we're kicking it 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. But, no, make that seven on Sundays. But the 4 hours flew by. We were on from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock Eastern today during the football games, and we will be every Sunday for the rest of the season as long as they have us. With Holden Kushner, it was a fun time today. The picks weren't great. Like we went 2-4 on the show. We gave 6 in-game picks, but basically 3 of them were all like Aaron Rodgers related. And God, that's the thing that bothered me the most. Who ruined your Sunday? That's who ruined my Sunday the most. So honestly, that's the one that got me. Like if Aaron, I actually bet like a lot. Like we all bet a lot. If you actually add up the money that you bet through the course of the day, you'd be surprised. You know what I mean, Matthias? Like, if you look, like, even if you, let's say you have $800 in your account and you're rolling it over all day and stuff, if you look at your balance at the end of the day, you'll be like, oh, wow, I actually risked like $3,000 today, right? Like, when you flip it over. So, I risked a lot today. Like, I had a lot of bets. Some of them I had like $400 on, some I had $200, some $75, some $100. You know what I mean? I was all over the place. Because I really didn't love anything. I sort of liked it, but I ended up losing a couple of $100, but I bet a lot, so when it's whatever, it's like, all right. And I mean, it was sort of like a waste of time. It was almost like a push to me, you know what I mean? But when I think about it, I would have been in the profit if I didn't lose by 1 point the total of the Ram game tonight. Like, and I mean, honestly, then I started thinking about, I'm like, man, if you didn't jump in on Aaron Rodgers and double up. Because I took Aaron Rodgers twice. I took Aaron Rodgers over 233 and a half passing yards when they were down 17-0. And it was looking great. As soon as we took it, boom. He threw for like 69 more yards. We're going into the half. We got 100 yards. It's like, all right. You know what I mean? He'll throw for 130 yards in the second half easily. It'll take what, 2 drives. And we're going to have this bet. No, interception. They take him out of the game. Right? New Orleans just keeps scoring. And I also took the Packers plus 7.5. Like, if I eliminate those bets and the Rams game today, then you know what? I'm sitting here. I'm like, wow, I made $800 today, right? It's a fine line. It's a fine line. But it's funny because, yeah, well, you know, we got all these haters. Oh, you must be a Morenci's upset. Yeah, do I look upset? Matthias, you know me. Well, you know me through the camera and the show here through my moods. And you know me off the air through my moods.
You're glorious.
When we spoke
today.
Before the show. Yeah, like when we spoke before the show. Yeah, exactly. Was I mean at all? No. Like, did you sense like, oh, he's in a bad mood at all? No, right?
Not at all. It was a good day. The Bills didn't even lose. They, you know, he had a great day. Imagine if
they did lose. Yeah, exactly. If they would have won, like, no, that's it. I'm not even, like I said, I'm not upset about the Bills losing. I'm not happy. I'm not like, oh, hey, I don't, you know what I mean? It's one game, guys. It's called a season. It's not called the championship week one. They don't give out awards for week one, people. Good or bad, I hate to tell you. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Am I really angry? No, I'd be lying. And anyone, if you tune into the show on a nightly basis, and I am Gabe Morency, shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates that we're kicking alive right now in San Diego and Los Angeles with the Mightier 1090. And of course, we're throwing it down live as always, Sirius XM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We're kicking it. So yeah, listen, how did you guys do week one? You can respond on Twitter at Sports Rage. Who ruined your day? We could have had a good day, but, like, I have higher expectations. I've actually been on a nice betting run over the last couple of months. Baseball's been good. College football's been good. CFL football's been good. Hell, the UFC. I don't bet, like, as many fights as I used to, but, you know what? The UFC, everything's been good. We've been building our bankroll. We've been flipping it over. Like, we've been in a good gambling mood. And like I said earlier, I never really got into a rhythm today. Sort of like the players. You know what I mean? It was like, all right, here it is. I thought I was prepared, and I was. I put my bets in, but I was up all night. I literally woke up like a couple of minutes before kickoff on the West Coast, and I'm like, oh, God, the games are starting. And it was one of those deals. And I was like, did I get everything in? No, I did. All right, I did it. And then it was the same thing. Then we came on live at 4 o'clock, and, of course, we had an issue. So that threw me off right before the kickoff at 4:25 for the games. That's another thing, too. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I always have great Saturdays. Why? Because I don't have to worry about anything. I'm not on the air. I don't have, like, guests. I'm not taping anything. I'm not taping interviews. I'm not talking to people. I wake up on Saturday morning. I just bet on college football all day, and I just sit on the couch, and I don't worry about anything. You know, it's tough when you're doing shows. Like, guys, I'm doing 7 hours of radio and TV today. Right, so it's, and you get your bets in. So imagine the stress of just getting bets in, and you're doing a show, and then oh yeah, there was some weird sound issue. We went to, like, we had four guests on at once. It caused all kinds of chaos. We were working. There was, like, it was week one. It was a producer. I don't even know the guy's name. Type of deal. It's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's, I don't even know.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
People like, hey, you're on. It was like, it's one of those week one deals, but the show got, you know, it was a great show. We got rolling along, just like we're going to get rolling along in the NFL. I'm on the Raiders tomorrow. Home dogs, Monday Night Football. 38-19 against the spread in the history of Monday Night Football in week one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. We're throwing it down with the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The National Football League regular season has begun, but we haven't forgotten that we're in crunch time right now on the diamond. Let's bring in a man that won three championships with the Vancouver Canadiens, A-ball affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, and a regular guest weekly with us right here on a late night anger management class. And we're going to do some cool things with the baseball playoffs too on In-Game Live. Jason B. Takafin joins us. Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Gabe, I'm on fire right now. We got baseballs down the stretch. We got football just starting. Hockey's a few weeks away. Like, this is one of the best times of year.
So I know that you are a Houston Oilers fan, but it didn't translate into the Houston Texans. So what do you do on NFL Sundays right now? Do you have a vested interest, or
I do?
Or how do you know what, who's your team now?
So I didn't have a team for many years, and I was perfectly happy about that. I did not get upset when the Titans. I transferred over to the Titans. I did not get upset in the Derek Mason Super Bowl when they got stopped the 1 yard line. So I figured, okay, my love affair with the Oilers franchise is over. Then I moved to Vancouver and I just fell in love with the Seahawks. Everything about them, the fans, the stadium, the energy. This is the Paul Holmgren Hasselbeck Seahawks. Just an incredible atmosphere. And I've been, I guess, I've been a fan of theirs ever since. And I keep an eye on the Titans because they're still like your first love.
Well, I have to stop you just for a second, Jason, because you said Paul Holmgren. And I'm thinking, are you a Flyer fan too? You an old school little Freudian slip there?
Tony Holmgren, yeah, Mike Holmgren. Mike Holmgren Seahawks. So yeah, that's a good catch. I still follow the Titans. I'm part of a few Facebook groups, part of a few Twitter groups. They're a sad franchise. Like, they just are. And today was obviously, like, a really sad day for them, getting their lunch handed to them by the Cardinals. But it just wasn't a very good – outing for them. Very good outing for the Seahawks.
You know, it's funny. I move around a lot, and I've lived in a lot of different cities. And I've never changed, like, who – like, I grew up a Bills fan. I'm a Bills fan. Yeah. I grew up an Expo and a Dodger fan. You know, it was one of those – I was a big Dodger fan as a kid. But, you know, and obviously I did the Expos, post-game shows. But so, you know, you go to city to cities, and I always seem to identify with whoever the crappiest team is in the city and whoever sells the least tickets. Like, when I was in New York, it was Brooklyn. It was the Brooklyn Nets. It was like, man, no, let's go to the Brooklyn Net game, man. And they're like, what are you kidding me? They're terrible. And I love that team. And they had Atkinson and D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie, and they made the playoffs, bro. Right? But the thing is, it's New York, and they were only getting like 12,000 a game. And even though they made the playoffs, so they brought in Durant, they brought in Irving. And as soon as they did that, I was out. I'm like, you guys, that's not what I signed up for. I didn't sign up for an all-star team. I signed up because you guys were a gritty Brooklyn team. Right? Yeah. But it's funny, in Vancouver, for me, it's the Whitecaps. Yeah. I just like, and the Lions. I just like their, you know, the gritty, you know, fighting for survival and grinding. All right, so Jason B. Takafin with us. Well, we should go to a Seahawk game sometimes, or at least. But if not, then we'll start off. Let's go to Jagger's to watch a Seahawk game.
In 2026, we're allowed across the border. Maybe we'll go to a Seahawks game. But yeah, we'll definitely start off by going to Jagger's or someplace to watch one for sure.
You can cross the border. It's just get ready for the swab. Get ready for the swab. I've done it, actually. I've gotten my COVID. I'm already vaccinated, but to travel.
You flew, right? You flew to L.A.?
Yes, sir.
Right. Back, so this would be, we'd be driving to Seattle.
No, you got to fly. You got to fly. It's the way to go. So it sounds crazy, but that's the deal. Like, you fly over and you get in and out. You just take one test because it's within 72 hours. I've already considered all the angles. All right, Jason B. Takafin with us. So, yeah, man, this baseball season's been off the hook. And I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, football has been here, college football. I'm a big Michigan fan. And how much better does it get than Michigan winning and Ohio State losing on the same day? Like, it was just one of those, hey, who sucks now, huh? He just lost. He just won. Hey, we're 2-0. We just beat that Pac-12 team, right? So, like, it was just one of those good days. My Bills did lose. But what another crazy week in baseball. I don't even know where to start. Let's start off with Max Scherzer because I think he's just like 19th player in Major League Baseball history only to record 3,000 strikeouts. This guy, man. Since he's gone to the Dodgers, like he's thrown 29 and two-thirds innings without allowing an earned run. Is 6-0 in 8 games. Has a 0.88 earned run average since the trade, and now leads the major leagues with a 2.17 earned run average. This is the best trade deadline pickup in the history of sports.
Yeah, it's to me the standard is there's Fred McGriff in '93 and there's Manny Ramirez in '08. And Manny, I think, is higher just because he had something like a 1,200 OPS. Remember all those Manny Wood signs when he went to the Dodgers? I think that's the standard. But Scherzer, I think, I'm with you. And you throw in the fact that they don't have Kershaw. They don't have Bauer, obviously, for different reasons. And he's, like, leading the charge right now. They still have Walker Buehler. They have a ton of young arms, but they don't have their horses. And he's not only sort of filling in that role, but he is absolutely dominating. And he could backdoor into the Cy Young. I still think it's... Because he didn't sort of start off that hot and he played and he sort of was traded into a pennant race, I think he should be penalized.
How does he not win now?
Yeah. I think he doesn't win. So the two guys ahead of him for me would be Corbin Burnes. And it's hard with Corbin Burnes because he gets diluted with his own Brewers teammates, like with Peralta and Woodruff. But he just threw, he was part of a no hitter where they just threw 14 Ks. And he, him, Scherzer, and and Wheeler always kind of flip around as to who is leading the league in ERA, ERA plus, strikeouts over nine innings, walks over nine innings. Like, whoever just gets the last start is leading the charge there. I still think, listen, I'm old school. Zach Wheeler's been a total horse. He's got a 6.9 WAR. He is literally a game and a half better than those other pitchers. The Phillies have needed him to be at an elite level. Nola hasn't pitched up to his standard. Eflin is hurt. Velasquez is hurt. They got Kyle Gibson. But it's the days that Wheeler's not pitching that the Phillies stumble. And that's, I hate saying it's not his fault, but it's not his fault. And the other players just have much better franchises and much better teams.
Yeah, higher profile, even though Philadelphia is a great sports city, just for the profile of it. Well, currently right now, and, you know, I've placed a lot of baseball futures, Jason, and most of them are pretty sharp, man. Like, I've got a couple that are like, wow, yeah, that's already basically won. I'm just waiting to cash out right now. The Cy Young in the National League has not been one of them, right? So, no. And, like, the Cy, put in both of them. So I took Wheeler and Buehler. So I took Wheeler and I got Buehler both at like plus 300 and plus 300 each. As it is now, Max Scherzer is the favorite, plus 145. Mm. Corbin Burns is the second choice now at plus 200. Walker Buehler is plus 220. Zach Wheeler has fallen all the way to 10 to 1 right now. And I jumped on the Garrett Cole wagon in the American League, Jason. Mm. And then he got hurt. But I don't know. And then Robbie Ray gave up a couple of runs the other night. And I know it was, this is fine tooth comb stuff, but he didn't help his cause for the Cy Young. Like, if he, you know what I mean? The other night, the odds haven't moved. I saw Cole was thrown in the outfield. I don't know. You were talking about maybe the voters don't like Cole. They're going to hold it against him. The thought that maybe he was part of Houston, and not only that he won with Houston, and that he was probably using the sticky stuff. Yet he's still currently the favorite right now. +140, Robbie Ray +170. Lance Lynn +320. Basically, I'm the kiss of death in the Cy Young. So if you're a pitcher listening to the program, you don't want me to pick you, you'll either struggle or you'll get hurt, Jason.
Yeah, I think Robbie Ray is interesting because he's had two starts in Baltimore this year where he hasn't even gotten out of the fifth inning. And he needs those empty calories. The AL East is hard enough. He needs to beat up on those minor league baseball teams that are in Major League Baseball. And him struggling in Baltimore are wastes of great chances for him to pad his stats. He had that really weird exchange with the manager of the Orioles, Brandon Hyde. And that, a lot of people like texted me and they said on Twitter like they hadn't seen that before. And one of the reasons why people hadn't seen that before is that Major League Baseball stadiums are never this empty. You rarely can hear everybody.
That's a great point.
Like, very clear in minor league baseball, you actually hear managers very clearly in some of the emptier stadiums. In Major League Baseball, there must have been maybe 700 or 800 people there in Baltimore. And that's not even including the suites.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
And in right field, so they're in the actual bowl, there's probably just a few hundred.
It's really cool if you're in the stands. And listen, Jason, we're up against it. We'll hit this on the other side of more with Jason B. Hackafin on the late night anger management class. Bring it.
Dispensing little pearls of sports strategy wisdom like gumballs from the machine where your dad used to take you for a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Marinsky Nebo. We're talking really fast for this football back. I did not forget what we were talking about as we went into the break. And I remember this firsthand, and I used to talk to visiting players about it with the Expos, Jason. And they said it really threw them off.
Yeah.
That they didn't like it. Basically, like it lulls you into a little bit of sleep. Like there's no one in the stadium. It's not the same. It's, you put it this way, guys. It's hell of a lot easier to be alert when you've got 53,000 drunk people in the Bronx calling you, you know, curse words, and you get into it. You start talking back, and it's fun and stuff. When the stadium is empty, they're not used to it. And then secondly, you can hear everything. And yeah. One player told me he doesn't like it. He goes, I'd rather get heckled by 50,000 people. He goes, I hate Montreal. He goes, I can hear everything people say to me. Hey, F you, O'Neill, and stuff like that, right? Finish your story about Robbie Ray here.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because he got into a shouting match, or at the very least, it was a one-way shouting match, of Brandon Hyde, the manager of the Orioles. And again, a lot of people texted me, and I saw it on Twitter, like people haven't seen that because it's a very minor league situation where because there's no fans in the stands, you're able to hear everything. The mic is able to pick up everything that Brandon Hyde was saying. And I'm with you. Most athletes and managers that I've spoken to talk about the adrenaline. They talk about the energy, the unparalleled energy of playing in front of people, hearing that noise. And Gabe, remember a few years ago when Draymond Green complained about the New York Knicks not playing music during one of the quarters? That's and he was, I agreed with him. He's like, look, you're used to a certain way to play, and then it throws you totally off your game. It throws you totally off what you're expecting to.
Yeah, like the NBA guys is the opposite of the NFL. They want music when they have the ball. And you'll notice the opposite in the NBA, bro, in a lot of arenas, Jason. When the home team has the ball, they play music.
Yeah.
When the road team gets the ball, kill the music. Go to the silence, you hear the crowd more.
Yeah.
Right? There's a theory, like you said, NBA players are in a flow, bro. It's like a ballet. They're dancing to the music while they dribble. Like, it's all part of the flow. You take that away, they hate it.
Absolutely. And also basketball, in a way, it's like baseball, where there is a monotony to it because you do the same thing, whatever it is, 150, 160 times a game. But Robbie Ray, I think, could be hurt by, if the Blue Jays make the playoffs, Robbie Ray should be the Cy Young. He is right now the leader in the AL for WAR, which means he's win over replacement value. He's the most valuable player in the American League right now, including Shohei Ohtani, per Baseball Reference WAR. That is incredible. He is doing Cy Young things when the Blue Jays need him the most. Obviously, this past Friday was not one of those outings, but he deserves a mulligan. The Blue Jays ended up winning the next three games in that series anyways, and then some. They ended up putting up something like 45 runs over the next three and a half, over the next three games. So they definitely redeemed themselves. But I think Cole could get punished because he has the Astros stench on him. I personally don't think he will, but it's very possible he does. I still think Cole has a chance to eke it out if he stays healthy, because the Yankees had so many question marks in the rotation this year. Jordan Montgomery hadn't pitched in the American League. Jameson Taillon didn't pitch last year. Corey Kluber had two starts in the last 2 years. Domingo Herman, Luis Severino had their own issues. It was really up in the air, and the one constant was Gerrit Cole pitching at a really, really elite level when they needed him the most. And let's not forget, he ran to New York. He wanted the pressure. He wanted the $320 million. Yeah. In that respect, Gabe, he's kind of like Carmelo Anthony, where he wanted that pressure. He wanted to be under the spotlight. So I think it's between him and Ray, and it's a toss-up at this point. I would say either. I wouldn't be surprised with either of them.
Jason B. Takafin, kicker with us. So the Toronto Blue Jays put up 44 runs over the last three games.
Yeah.
44 runs. They're on a tear right now. I got to be honest. You had more confidence in them than I did. It's been every week you keep saying, oh, you know, they're in this thing. They're in this thing. And, you know, and I've always been, listen, they have a chance for the wild card. But I quite frankly don't believe that they'll do the right thing at the right time. Like that when it really gets real, you know what I mean? It's okay, you're putting up 22 and 44 runs against Baltimore and stuff. It's good, but you got to give them credit. It's been a hell of a run. They played themselves as it is right now. If the playoffs started today, bro, the Blue Jays are in the playoffs if they started today. So let's give them credit for that. Not to mention they deserve a ton of credit for the fact that they've been playing on the road for the last 2 years, and they played. They only had a .500 record, guys, in Florida and Buffalo. So you see how that hurt them. Big three games with the Rays now.
Oh, is it ever?
Can they hold their own? What are you? You're the GM. What do you want as the GM? Two or three if you're the Blue Jays, right? Realistically, let's take two or three, right?
I would say you aim for two of three. If you get one of three, it's not the end of the world because you have seven against the Twins and three against Baltimore, but you can't get swept. You can't completely stunt your momentum. The Rays are much better than everybody, so it's not a Blue Jays thing. The Rays are much better than most teams, every team in Major League Baseball. So, but if you just if you lose a series, that's okay. You still got some cupcakes down the road, and you can still not even win the wild card, but you can actually maybe even get the home game and get a couple days' notice so you can set your rotation to make sure Robbie Ray is starting that one gamer.
Oh, that place, the Rogers Center, would be a madhouse.
It would be incredible.
Blue Jay fans got mad at me because the other day I called them chokers when they're losing on Friday. Or they lost Friday, and then Saturday I was just sort of that sports fan jackass on Twitter. These guys always just tease people. They never like, you know what I mean? And I swear to God, they scored a million runs like 10 minutes later, and I was happy. Blue Jay fans, hey, what do you think now? And I said, good. I want you to do. I do. I like the Blue Jays. I'm not a Blue Jay, like, you know, I'm not a Blue Jay fan. But I lived in Toronto for like 12, 15 years or something like that. And I'm a diehard Raptor fan. I got like, all my buddies are like, you know, I got a ton of buddies that are Blue Jay fans, et cetera. And I would like nothing better, Jason, than my Dodgers and the Blue Jays. I'd go to both stadiums. I'd go and fly to Toronto or I'd go to Los Angeles.
it's an incredible fan base, Blue Jays. And they, of course, are
Canada's They are very team. Passionate. There's a passionate fan base, guys. For people tuning in around America and around the world right now, if you're wondering about the Blue Jays, I live there. Guys, Toronto's like the third biggest city in North America. You got like, there's New York, LA, Toronto. It's the same thing almost, Jason, of like the of New York. Like every second person, bro, has a Blue Jay hat on.
Yeah.
Like, but girls, old people, younger people, kids, like the Blue Jays they're a big time organization, man. They draw like what, 35,000-40,000 fans a game, like on normal times.
They still drew very well, and they had really high TV ratings, even when they were irrelevant, because they had, remember, from 94 on until about 2000, to the second half of 2015, they were very bad. It's not due to effort. They spent money on the Consecos and Troy Glauses and they, you know, BJ Ryan's. Like, they tried, but it's just they were up. The revenue sharing hadn't kicked in. The Blue Jays, the Red Sox,
I'd love that. Well, we had more time, Jason, to talk about that, about the Blue Jays and, like, the approaches. Because remember, so J.P. Ricciardi, and man, J.P. Ricciardi hated me, bro. I was on the score, and I used to be critical. Like, it was like, so it was funny once, the Blue Jay players, I saw Frank Thomas in Las Vegas, and I'm like, oh my God, the Big Hurt. I'm living in Vegas, and the Big Hurt comes up to me, Jason. Word of no lie, I got goosebumps now. Comes up to me. He goes, yo, man. He goes, you're that dude, right, that was with the fat guy with the red hair, right, on TV in Toronto, right? And I'm like, I cannot believe Frank Thomas recognizes me. And he goes, man, we love you guys. He goes, you used to rip Ricciardi. We used to laugh so hard. And then he starts telling me about how he goes, they used to have us on in the workout room and stuff during the day.
Yeah.
I said, what did you guys watch? I said, really, you watch? He goes, yeah, we had you on in, like, the gym in the workout room. And he goes, we thought you guys were funny because you'd rip everybody. And then he told me, plus you guys talked about gambling. So, like, they all like this. But I just want to say, though, you're right. The Blue Jays tried it all. They tried spending money. They tried the free agent route. They tried the young route. They tried different GMs. They tried aggressive managers, players managers, strict managers. They really did try a lot of different things along the way before they landed on this Atkins Shapiro regime, didn't they? I mean, look, all you know is they kept bringing back former managers all the time because they didn't know what to do.
But that's also they needed Cito Gasson part two to put on sort of a happy face.
And it's
not their fault. I mean, if anything, Gibbons was also part two, was there to put on a happy face. But I think that the wild card hadn't sort of, you know, shuffled. They hadn't gotten the second wild card. The revenue sharing hadn't kicked in. And the Blue Jays and the Yankees and Red Sox were just so hot. There was no room for error. And they were still getting to 500 or a little bit around 500. And they just couldn't get anywhere. It was just impossible for them. And listen, a lot of teams were like that also. Is that where with revenue sharing hadn't kicked in properly. And they didn't really know what to do. Like, should I spend? Should I not spend? Should I just cheap it out?
Well, that's the frustration. I don't want to cut you off, but we got about a minute and a half left. Let's talk midweek again because there's so much stuff going on. But that was the frustration in the Toronto market. The fact that the Toronto ownership group is so rich, Yeah. But they are, they literally are, I think, like the sixth or seventh biggest company in the world type of thing. So, like they're that big, or at least they're like the communications company. So, you know what I mean? Like, they're massive, massive company. So people just sort of, why don't you spend more? How come you don't win? You can outspend everybody. But as you stated, they did, right? They have gone that route, and they're still paying off some of the contracts. And I tell you, I remember I was one of the jackasses in the media ripping them. Well, you guys don't want to pay David Price. You know, you got a good thing going. You're filling the stadium. And I'll give credit to the board of directors for Rogers, who said, we're not giving $200 million to this guy. Yeah. I'd rather build fiber optic cables. And he said, we're not. And now everyone laughs at David Price's contract. That revisionist history, huh, Jason?
No, totally. And you know what? Kudos to Rogers. They have $17 million in dead space this year with Tanner Roark and Troy Tulowitzki. Like, that's their commitment, right? Like, they're eating that money. That is dead money. That is not playing baseball for them, and they are eating it. And if the CBA stays as is, which is a whole other situation, I can see them spending more and building on
that. I agree.
In baseball, guaranteed contracts, you got to get it right. Gotten it right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think, and we got to get out of here, but I think the fact the Raptors won motivated them. They were like, you know what? We can't just sit here, man. And because they don't, it's another ownership group. The Leafs and the Raptors are another ownership group. And they'd like nothing better to stick it to the Leafs and say, hey, we won now. Right? And it's a fascinating dynamic. Jason, you're the best, my man. Thanks a lot for being in touch with us.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Mo, wanna come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely, my favorite team's in it, the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is gonna be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Late Night Anger Management Class, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio continues. I am Gable Morency. I want to talk some college football, but before we do, just a quick line check if you're just joining us right now. So the Baltimore Ravens Monday Night Football against the Raiders. We know about all the injuries that the Ravens have suffered through the preseason and training camp, etc. Their running back, their running backs are completely depleted. The running back corps completely depleted. Of course, J.K. Dobbins, they let Ingram go to the Texans, so Ingram's not there anymore. They were counting on J.K. Dobbins to be the face of the ground attack. He gets hurt. Gus Edwards gets hurt. Justice Hill gets hurt. So, like, basically their four-string running back is hurt, so their depth chart is thin. You know, Lamar Jackson, they only threw for like 177, 180 yards or whatever the hell it was last year. It was pathetic. Yeah, I think, you know, Army throws for more. So they draft Rashad Bateman, kid out of Minnesota. He gets hurt. All right, they sign Sammy Watkins. I like Sammy, but, you know, Marquise Brown is okay. You know, Mark Andrews is now basically the face of the offense along, you know, around Lamar Jackson. Tyson Williams is now number one on the depth chart. They did sign Latavius Murray as well. So, you know, obviously the Ravens are better than the Raiders. I'm not disputing that. But we talked about it earlier. And home dogs on Monday Night Football in Week 1, guys, they always cover. Like, I didn't even need to know the exact trend and numbers to see that, oh, wow, you know, the number is 67% of the time. So Monday Night Football, the home dog. The home dog in week one. They kill it, right? Like, they kill it. And we can get in, if you're a trend guy, you know, playbook, playbook.com, Mark Lawrence, you know, really dives into these numbers and stuff. But Monday Night Football, week one, bad teams can win in week one. The Houston Texans are a bad team. They put up 37 points today. I know the Jags suck, but still, right? They were underdogs, the Texans. Man, that was a bad number. We told you guys. I wish I'd hammered that more. I'm taking the Raiders tomorrow. I already put $200 on it. And I'll probably, you know, I'm going to end up with probably about a dime on the game when it's all said and done. I don't love the game, but I do like the Raiders. I got the Raiders at plus six. I got the Raiders at plus six. It was 4.5. I bought a point and a half. I paid minus 138 to do it only. I did this on, like, it's the second I heard that Gus Edwards was hurt, I did it. Like, literally. Like, I saw it come off the wire, Gus Edwards is hurt, and boom. I was like, this line's got to come down. But it really hasn't that much. You know what I mean? It's at 4. Now there's word that Josh Jacobs can miss the game due to an illness. But I am on the Raiders. Tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern on these networks. And or follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. But I'll have a bunch of props. And one prop that I do like is the long field goal prop. So you bet on long field goal scored in the game. We hit it tonight in the Rams-Bears game. And, you know, you got Tucker. The Raiders, doesn't matter who the kicker is. The Raiders, historically, for the last 50 years, have always tried insanely long field goals. It's indoors in that nice stadium and stuff. I would expect there'll be like a 49, 50, 51 yarder. So quick line check. I want to get into some college ball. The New York Giants get 4 Thursday night. New York at Washington. All right, Washington minus 4, total 42.5. Buffalo Bills are 3.5-point favorites in Miami, total 48. Miami won, Buffalo lost. Big AFC East tilt here. I'm a Bills fan, but I don't think they should be 3.5-point favorites. Denver Broncos are 6-point favorites at Jacksonville, totals 44. Houston Texans get 11.5 at Cleveland, total 48. Raiders get 6 at the Steelers. I'm surprised there's a number there. Usually they wait until the team plays, but you can bet it now. Raiders get 6 at Pittsburgh, total also 48. This one I did bet. We told you, if you're just joining us, but I already put my first bet in for week two. The New England Patriots are minus 3.5 right now favorites on the road in New York. The Jets really don't have a home field advantage. Like, yes, it's going to be sold out, and yes, it'll be loud and stuff, but Jet fans are kind of negative like Met fans are. They expect the worst to happen. There'll be a bunch of Patriot fans. I did the show out of FanDuel Sportsbook at MetLife Stadium. Every time the Patriots played, there was always a ton of Patriot fans there. And I believe in the Patriots more not to be 0-2 than the New York Jets. So it's 3.5. I think this number is going to go up. I bought the half point. I have the Patriots at minus 3 right now. That's the only bet I put in so far, besides the Raiders tomorrow. I'm talking about week two. The Saints are 3-point favorites at the Panthers. You know, I don't know. Like, Saints aren't getting a lot of respect here. Just because the Panthers beat the Jets, so what? That's also a big game, man. The winner of that game, think the Panthers win, and they're 2-0. Total 46 there. San Francisco 49ers, 3-point favorites at Philadelphia. Seems light, doesn't it? Wow. 49ers minus 3 at Philadelphia. Total 48. 48 is a popular number. Matthias, your Falcons getting 13.5 at Tampa. Before I get into college football, I'll ask you, I'll throw it to you. That was much worse than I expected, bro. And listen, it's one game. It's one game. But, man, that was bad today. That was bad today.
It was a collapse, Gabe. You know, Matt Ryan, same old red zone problems. The defense opened the floodgates. And I'm easily taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next week in Tampa.
You got to lay the 2 touchdowns, huh? You're in. So,
yeah, absolutely. They can't stop Brady. Are you kidding me?
We all know that it's one of these deals, and I don't think Matt Ryan, it's like, no, don't send him to a retirement home. I think he can still play. You know what I mean? Like, if a good team needed a quarterback, maybe, you know what I mean, you bring him in. I get it. But Atlanta's got to start thinking about the future. Like, if you're the Atlanta Falcons, ask yourself, are we ever going back to a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan, Matthias? The answer, we know the answer to that, bro. Yes, we know the answer. Exactly. So what are we doing then, right? I know you paid him. You got to bite the bullet next year with the money. This year, I totally get it. It was too hard to bite the bullet. There was 2 years left on the deal, right? This year and next year, you couldn't do it. Next year, you got to figure it out. You got to trade him. There'll be a team. Someone will take Matt Ryan. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have to, you might eat some of the money. Arthur Blank could have done it this year, but he would have to eat $23 million. And I think he's loyal to Ryan and stuff. But if you're the Falcons, it's time to move forward, right? And start developing the future. So let's not judge the future of the Atlanta Falcons from what happened today, but we can judge this season from what we saw today. And, dude, we saw it, Matthias. They were terrible in the preseason. And not just judging their wins and losses, but there's not a lot to like from this program. And I was hoping for more, though. I thought we can do a little more with Arthur Smith and Matt Ryan together. That was just pathetic today. 6 effing points. Come on, bro. And the Eagles' defense sucks. They know their secondary's terrible.
Matt Ryan has been so inefficient in the red zone for so long, and it just happened again today. You know, the Falcons played an excellent first quarter, but not getting a touchdown in that first quarter pretty much hurt the team. They couldn't recover from that. And from there on out, the defenses started getting shredded up a little bit by a little bit to the point where the offense completely gave out. Philadelphia adjusted. They went to double coverage on Calvin Ridley. And then Atlanta had no answers from there on forward. They had nothing.
The Arizona Cardinals, 4.5-point favorites against the Vikings, total 51. Cowboys get 3 in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Man, there's going to be a lot of Cowboys fans at that game. Total 52.5. That's going to be a fun game. Man, that's going to be a track meet. Give me the over 52.5. Give me the over touchdown passes, both quarterbacks. Tennessee Titans get 6 on the road at Seattle, total 52.5. Babano joined us earlier. He said he already bet the over that game. Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens, another good one. That's Sunday Night Football. Chiefs minus 2.5. Next Monday Night Football, Detroit Lions get 10.5 against the pathetic Green Bay Packers. So as far as college football is concerned, the AP poll. AP poll. Alabama number 1. Georgia number 2. And people say, oh, this doesn't matter. Yeah, it does matter. It doesn't matter, and it does. It's one of those deals. Because if you're already at the, like, put it this way. It matters right now if you're Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Oregon. You know what I mean? You're in the playoffs right now. Like, suddenly it's like, whoa, hey, if we don't lose, we're in. It does help the voting. It does, like the poll. The polls aren't right when you talk about who's 23rd and 18th and stuff, but it does matter when you're one of the big boys. You want to be jockeying in the top all the time. So, Alabama number 1, Georgia number 2, Oklahoma number 3, who have been a little shaky to start the year, Oklahoma. Oregon Ducks number 4. What a win for the Ducks. What a win for the Ducks. And Matthias, a Falcon fan, but he's also a Michigan fan, as am I. And what a win for the Michigan Wolverines. I don't care that Washington is struggling. I don't care that Washington and other wide receivers. I don't care about any of that. All I care about is now Michigan cracked the top 25. They're actually ranked 25th right now. And they look good doing it, even though they lost Ronnie Bell. I tell you what, man, Michigan could be like, what is it, 5-0 when they play Wisconsin. Michigan, are they an 11-1 team? No. But they're a good football team. I love what I saw. Great passion at the stadium, at the big house. But
Gabe, it felt like a bigger win than it actually was, right? Didn't it feel a little bigger than it actually was?
Yes, no, because it's not about the opponent, though. You know what I mean? It wasn't about, we weren't playing, like, it didn't matter. Like, oh, it's Washington struggled. Put it this way, Matthias. If they would have lost, Harbaugh would be getting his ass torn apart right now, wouldn't he? Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Michigan lost to the team that lost to Montana? They won. Dude, doesn't matter. They won. They're 2-0. You know, and they get Northern Illinois this week. They're going to be 3-0. And then they get Rutgers. They're going to be 4-0. And then what? Then it's the, the Wisconsin game. And Wisconsin don't look like a great team this year. But as far as the Ducks are concerned, what a win. What an impressive win. How about the Pac-12? UCLA beats LSU. And then the Ducks go on the road getting 14.5 points. I didn't think they could do it. And I hate Ohio State, and I like the Ducks. And I didn't think they could do it. They did it. And now they control their own destiny. But if you're the Ducks, because look, they, you know, no one respects the Pac-12 nationally and stuff, but you can't screw them now. The Ducks are ranked fourth. If the Ducks run the table and win the Pac-12 and are undefeated and also have a win in Columbus in their back pocket, you can't keep them out of the playoffs. And FanDuel right now has the Ducks at 40-1, guys. It's a great number because I'm seeing cheaper, I'm seeing worse numbers elsewhere. 40-1 to win the national championship, the Ducks. Now, I'm telling you right now, I am Gabriel Morenci, and I do not believe the Oregon Ducks are going to win the national championship. But I do.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who believe they can make the playoffs? And in fact, look at their schedule. All they have to do is essentially beat UCLA in UCLA, win the Pac-12. They're going to win the Pac-12. They have the win against Ohio State. They're going to make the playoffs. Then you have a 40-1 hedge. Hedging is for gardeners, but man, when it's 40-1, sign me up. I'm Edward Scissorhands. The late night anger management class continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you miss us, we'll be back. Don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in Los Angeles and San Diego, Mightier 1090, midnight Eastern, Sirius XM Channel 204, and then, of course, all of our great AM radio affiliates kicking it with us, including the Armed Forces Network. And, of course, shout-out to all the troops on this, the anniversary weekend, an emotional weekend. And I watched the, I think it's called Turning Point. It's called Turning Point. It's on Netflix. Man, it's chilling. It's on 9/11. And it's very, very in-depth and chilling and deep interviews with the people, survivors and families and all sides of the story. Great stuff if you want to learn about 9/11, if you're younger and you want to learn more about it. It's a great series. I think it's like a 5 or 6 part special on Netflix. So a shout out to all the troops out there. And shout out to all the troops that played football. That was cool when everybody came out with the flags. But what did we tell you on Friday? We talk about it all the time. Man, I should have put more money on it. Hindsight, that's like one of those $4,000 games. Like, when military academies play against each other, the games go under the number. They go under the number. What is it now? It's now 40? Was it 38? No, it's now 39-8 because it was 38-8. So it's now 39-8. We're moving in on 40. 39-8 to the under when military academies play each other in college football. All right, we're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern, Sirius XM Channel 204, game time decisions, but I'm already on the Raiders, plus the points. Other night, you're on your own later.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.